This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. There has been intense weather all over the country this summer, with extreme heat, drought, rain, and floods causing death and damage in places struggling to adjust to our new climate reality. Flooding in June around Yellowstone National Park forced the iconic wilderness area to close and later limit public entrance at several gates. Mountain West News Bureau reporter Madeline Beck talked with people in two communities about what the closures mean for them, starting with West Yellowstone.
Utah resident Nicole Willoughby was visiting Yellowstone with relatives from Missouri and California. But when they arrived in West Yellowstone, they found out that the park was only allowing cars with license plates ending in odd numbers to enter on odd days. They got lucky enough to get into the park, even if a big part of it was still closed when they stopped by.
Luckily, my license plate ends in a 7, so I could go yesterday.
Were you guys planning this trip for a long time?
I think since like January, so it was kind of a bummer, but it's okay.
That was in late June. Park officials have since reopened northern sections of the park and ended the odd-even license plate system. But business owners told me how much the park means to West Yellowstone, Montana, and how even a short closure or reduction in visitors affects those around town. Bob Jacklin owns Jacklin's Fly Shop there. He's been a fishing guide around West Yellowstone for more than 50 years.
The park means everything to this town, like the other community towns. So the minute the park opens, we're open. The minute it closes, we're closed. That's how it works.
While the flooding closures were unprecedented, Jacklin says West Yellowstone itself didn't face much flooding, just regular high water. At the same time, hotels had significant cancellations. For example, Three Bear Lodge reported having about 30 or 40% of its usual occupancy when the park was closed. Still, folks in West Yellowstone say others had it much worse, like those in Red Lodge, Cook City, and Gardner, Montana, where flooding and park closures were far more severe. Gardner now has an access road into the park, but it's only open to tour guides like Brad Boleyn.
I mean, this is actually one of the cheapest ways to get in the park with a tour guide right now is come to Gardner, and one of the cheapest places to stay.
That's because of limited park access and services. Boleyn and his wife Carolyn own Yellowstone Wildlife Profiles. As of late July, even the guides could only come and go from Yellowstone at certain times of day. That's so the park can shore up the road guides are using. Brad and Carolyn say it's an 1800 stagecoach path that's being turned into a new 2-lane paved access road since the main road was destroyed by flooding.
We have very short windows when we can actually drive on it because when people are driving on it, they can't work on it.
The Boleyn's business is coming back a little, but not as much as they'd like. Carolyn is pregnant, due in September. Their other child is almost 2. They just started this tour business last year after they were laid off during the pandemic. She says other businesses in town are struggling even more. Some even burned down in a fire in 2020. It's been a tough few years in Gardner. Carolyn says she worries about what the economic fallout will mean for local family-owned businesses.
And there already aren't very many kids here because it's hard to raise a family here. It's expensive. So that has long-term effects on the school and the school's funding and just what it's like to try to raise family here.
Another business owner, Jeremy Backer, has 2 young daughters in Gardner and operates the Grizzly Grill. He says last year around this time, he was making around $2,000 a day. More recently, it was $200 a day. He had to lay off staff, but keeps working alone to provide for his family and get federal aid.
If I am applying for grants or any kind of help from the government, they need to see working capita.
Backer says some businesses will stay closed for the summer if they can afford to. Others may never reopen. Both Backer and the Boleyns say they hope people realize that towns like Gardner are open for business, even if there are limitations. For many in town, the floods and fallout were even more devastating because they thought this would finally be the year Gardner got back on its feet. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.